Episode 959, How to Strengthen Your Relationship While Being Separated.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I hope you are having a wonderful weekend. It is Relationship Builders Saturday, and we're going to be chatting about how to strengthen your relationship while being separated. I hope your weekend is going really strong, but maybe your relationship isn't, or you want to strengthen that. You're going to want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Creation Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, when you are separated by the demands of life, you have to know how to strengthen your relationship while being separated. Whether it's a job that requires travel or training that takes you away for a period of time, or even a missions trip or work that you're called out to do, separation puts a strain on a marriage, on a relationship. However, you don't have to fret over the time you will be apart. Many of us do, though. We begin to think of, oh my gosh, this could happen. And what happens? Our minds, they begin to run wild. I know, gone wild. Have you ever heard of that video? Okay, that's not about this episode, but that's where our minds take us. Let's be honest. And that's what we're all about here, is we're going to be honest. And so in order to really get through that separation, you can get through it, but you got to know how to do it. Well, this has been modeled to me by my parents for my entire life. I mean, since I can last remember, honestly, because my father was always doing things. He was always on a trip. There was training. There was always something moving in their lives. And of course, this all happened prior to his passing. And so I learned a lot by watching how my dad would take care of my mom, how my mom would take care of my dad, and then their interactions together. Well, now I'm married with a family, 5 children, many, many years. We just recently celebrated 24 years together. That's of marriage. We've been together 27 and a half years. That's a lot of time. Some people don't even make it to a year of marriage or 5 years of marriage. Commitment is no longer. So understand, when I'm talking to you about how to strengthen your relationship while being separated, you have to understand that there's an underlining theme here, and it's called commitment. So if you don't have that and you don't believe in your vows, then you're going to struggle with this. Just know that up front. Now, with that being said, let me tell you a little bit about what I've experienced. When my husband and I started dating, it was the second semester of my freshman year. We were both freshmen at the time, and I met him. I thought he was adorable, and I knew he was my man. I just knew it. God had given me my husband. And I was like, yes, this is awesome. Scared me to death at the same time. But I started praying about it. And obviously we connected, we started dating, and we have been ever since. Now, has it been perfect? No. And you know it hasn't been perfect. I told you of the terrible storm we went through. And that was before we had been married for 17 years. He told me, I've fallen out of love. That was his statement to me. My world was crushed. Well, way before that even happened, we had gone through quote-unquote separation periods, not where you don't love each other anymore. Separation periods as in he's working on his career, education. At one point when we were dating, my father was being sent off to war, the Gulf War. And my dad was stationed at Fort Riley, Kansas. And I could not see my mom and my brother and sister go through that without me being home. So I left college and I moved back home and I went to the local university there, Kansas State University. Go Wildcats. And so there I was, it was a semester and then a summer that I was there. Now, Brad and I, my husband, we continued to date and it was wonderful, but it took work. And understand that this was way before cell phones, Facebook, texting. We had snail mail. And long distance was like you were lucky on the weekends to have it 10 cents a minute. And that was cheap back then. And you'd always look for those specials. Now, he did drive down once in a while to see me, and I would drive up to see him. But it was tough. That was just the beginning. In fact, after we first met, the second semester of our freshman year, we dated for about 3.5-4 months during that semester. And then we were separated for the summer. That was nothing but snail mail. He wrote me letter upon letter upon letter. I wrote him letter upon letter upon letter. I honestly believe, if I can remember correctly, we spoke twice on the phone during that entire period. It just cost too much money. And I wasn't making a lot of money, and neither was he. And we were all into saving money. So that began our life story of separation. Then it went on into marriage. We got married, and he was still going to need to go to school and continue his doctoral pursuit. And with all of that, well, that meant that for 3 months we were separated at one point. He had to go out and do rotations, and he had to go to a totally different state hours. It was like, I don't know, 11, 12 hours away. And at that point, it was a 3-month separation then, and we had our first baby at that time. Now, part of my distraction was I had this beautiful baby that the two of us made together, and so that held me close to his heart. But for him being separated, that was a more trying time for him. Plus, he was stressed. I mean, he had to learn so much information, and his hours were crazy. So we did what we could do in our young lives, supporting each other, figuring out how to strengthen our relationship while being separated. We worked at it. Were we perfect? Oh, by no means we were not. So what does this look like for your life? Have you had a time where your spouse has gone off for a while? For whatever the reason, work, maybe church related, community related, maybe a personal reason, family. You know, sometimes the spouse has to go and take care of the mom or the dad, or there's a passing and there's this separation time. It's hard. And then when you bring in emotions and feelings, it just wears on you. On the separation, my husband and I also, since being married, we've been separated twice while moving. He accepted a position and we hadn't sold our house. And so we made the decision together that we would stay back. Myself and the children would stay back and he would go on. And then when we sold the house, we would join each other up. That's what we did for a previous move. Maybe it's 2 moves ago. And now this move. You know, we are in the midst of moving now. He's already in the South. And myself and the children are up North. Our hope is, yes, we will all be there. And I know the Lord's going to make that happen. It just hasn't happened yet. So here we wait. And the waiting thing is, you know, can be just a struggle in itself. You can kind of feel like it's strangling you. It's suffocating you because you're like, when will this end? When do I get to see and hold the one that I love? Now, I want you to go back and think about dating. How did you feel when you were separated for like just overnight and you didn't see each other till like the next day? You know, you go to sleep and you're like, oh, and you're on the phone and like, oh, I love you so much. Well, you're going to have to hang up first because, well, I don't want to hang up yet. Do you remember those days? Now it's like, good night, I'm too tired, bye. Yeah, big difference, isn't it? Well, the one thing I have learned that if you want to survive separation, you must connect with intention. But so many of us connect by chance. And that chance is no planning. You just happen to be in the same room, in the same place, at the same time. You just by chance happen to be sleeping in the same bed. You happen to just, you know, eat dinner together before all the crazy activities happen. But was it like that when you were dating? Not so much. Because you did what? You made time for each other. You connected with intention. But what does your life look like today? Yep, it's time to eat dinner. And you get to eat dinner together as a family if he gets home in time before you're off and running to all the different activities for the night. You might be able to even snuggle if you go to bed at the same time. I don't know how many women I speak to, and they're like, oh no, my husband goes to bed way before me. I'm a night owl. I hear that all the time, as if it's an excuse, as if it's an exception to the rule of going to bed with your husband. Did you know you need to be going to bed with your husband when he goes to bed? It's important. Because what you're doing when you don't do it is you are drawn, actually, you are disconnecting yourself. You're saying, I'm done. And over time, he doesn't like it. And it becomes very frustrating to him. And you begin to beat on his self-esteem, and then he doesn't think that he's worthy to be with you and you don't want to be with him. These are the games that our mind plays. And that's when we grow distant. But if you want to strengthen your relationship while being separated, you have to understand, you have to connect with intention. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Connect with intention. Now, I didn't say intentionally connect on purpose. You have to connect knowing that that's the it. That's the it of what you need to do. But then it's with intention. Make an appointment. What does that look like in your real life? Well, if you want to connect with intention, number one, you have to make time for each other daily. With today's technology, there is no excuse for you not to be talking to each other daily. Now, maybe you can't pick up the phone. I know some of you all travel internationally. I get that. But did you know that there are actual ways that you can chat for free online? No, maybe you don't pick up the phone and talk, but you can actually send text, and not through your traditional plan, but through other apps that you have. If you don't know about those, figure it out. Ask somebody. Google it. Yes, Google is our friend. So you have to make time for each other daily. Facebook, text, Skype. I can't believe that my husband and I made it like we did without any of this stuff. But we did, even with the tornado jammed in the middle. So connect with intention. Number one, make time for each other. Number two, do it with purpose, not just by chance. We can't operate that, oops, we're just going to run into each other in the kitchen. How many of us are living our lives by chance? I do. I'm not doing it right now. There are days, though, that it happens, or I should say moments that happen. But I know specifically after our tornado, I began to learn to really figure out what my husband needs to feel that connection to me and how to strengthen it and what I need. And the two of us have come to understand that we need to express this to each other and we need to make time. My mother and my niece are in town this weekend and I love it. I love having family and guests and everything. It's awesome. But with my husband away, we have basically a set time that we date. I mean, we get on and we FaceTime each other. Well, we usually text throughout the day, but we FaceTime at least once and we don't miss it. It's just something that's a priority. And even though my family's in town and my mom's not here local with us, so she has to drive hours and hours away and my niece is in town, they know that it's a priority. So it's okay. And we do a FaceTime and he'll say hi to everybody and then I'll go into another room and it's our time. Connect with intention. Do it with purpose. Number three, no excuses, period. You know, this is not just somebody you're like, oh, well, I'll get back to you later. No, you won't. because later may not come. It's now. Now. That's what you're looking at. No excuses. Okay, maybe the only excuse would be life and death. Okay, that would be the exception to the rule. But that's the only reason. You want to connect with intention. You got to make time for each other. You got to do it with purpose. And you have to understand there's no excuses. Number four, be creative. Be creative. We kind of shoved our creativity into a box after we graduated from elementary school. Maybe for you it was, oh, I'm out of fourth grade. I'm done being creative. Maybe it was, oh, I'm out of, you know, my junior year in college. I'm done being creative. We tend to take our imagination, our creativity, and stuff it away because we don't think we need it any longer. I'm telling you, your relationship needs creativity. So bring it out again. And I'm talking about thinking on all gamuts. Now, I'm not going to go into great detail here. We're going to have this on another episode. But one thing that we need to think about is the interaction. Some people are like, but what is it about the sexuality part? That true connection? Well, maybe you need to be creative on how to be frisky, separated. Now, again, that's going to be for another episode. But it's not just about talking. It's about everything. It's doing life together. You got to be creative. And you can't expect that the other one's going to do it. Let's just say you are a stay-at-home mom. And stay-at-home moms, you work hard. But if you've never been a stay-at-home mom, then other moms don't get it. Okay? Now, I say it because I've been both. I've been all of the above. I've worked in the corporate world. I've owned my own business. I'm an entrepreneur. And on top of that, I've also been just a stay-at-home mom. And I say that just because those who have never been it, that's how they usually say it. Now, that's not to put stay-at-home moms down. You have the most important job in the world, raising your children. I believe that 100, 200, 3,000, infinity percent. But what I do know is that we can't sit here and say, well, he's got to work as hard as I do at figuring out this connect with intention. He's got to put in as much effort. If your calendar allows you to put in more effort, then you need to be putting in more effort. This isn't a, well, let's make it equal. You want to strengthen your relationship while being separated. You need to be willing to put in the work. So be creative. And number five, you got to date again. Date again. That means what? Ask questions. You're not seeing each other anymore by chance. So you've got to ask, what did you do today? What did you have for lunch? Maybe there was a major business meeting that occurred. Ask how it went. You can't sit here and not be in touch with the activity that's going on and in the life of your spouse. You have to be interactive. You have to ask those questions. You have to date again. You see, when you were dating, you were asking questions. How was your day? What did you do? Oh man, really? What did you wish you were doing? Yeah, we've had those days too, haven't we? That's where we connect. That's where you begin to strengthen the relationship. But if you sit back and you just say, I wash my hands of it because, well, he's got to put in as much work as I do. No, it's not about that. If you know that this is your marriage and you want to strengthen it while being separated, be willing to put in the work. Connect with intention. Maybe you want help. Maybe you're like, oh, my husband travels all the time. He's a truck driver. I've got a good friend. He's got a husband whose husband is a truck driver. And they have wacky schedules. They have wacky schedules like physicians have wacky schedules. And you can't really depend on them because you can't depend on their schedule. They would do anything, but their schedule first dictates where they have to be. So maybe you want some help. You want some strategies that can actually work in your life. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you, actually. It's a coaching call. You and I will get on the phone, okay? Whether we talk or if you want to Skype, we can do that too. But I am here for you to help you find some tools and strategies where you can implement them and you can see a difference. You can begin to make a difference in your life. How much is that difference worth to you? Well, you got to figure that out. Click on the link, take aim. I would love to come beside you. You can strengthen your relationship while being separated, but you have to connect with intention. I want to wrap it up with this. Jesus connected with intention. Every single thing that he did, of every single moment that he walked on earth, he connected with intention. He looked at people as he walked down the dirty road, as his sandals and his feet were just filled with dust and sand and little pebbles. Hot and thirsty, he still made time for those who wanted to hear him speak, who just wanted to touch the edge of his robe. How are you leading your life today? How are you connecting? How are you working to strengthen your relationship while being separated? You got to be willing to put in the work. I know you are. Don't give up because your marriage is worth it. Your family is worth it. I hear too many things out there in the quote unquote real world. And I don't know what I want to say that, you know, that's why I said quote unquote real world. Because it's this whole idea of, oh, well, this is what it's supposed to look like. And if it doesn't look like this, I'm out. I'm done. I'm finished. We're finished. Well, if that's how you want to operate, then obviously you didn't get this episode. But I believe deep down that all of us, we want to gain a deeper relationship. We want to fall madly in love with the person that we said I do with to become we do. But you have to be willing to put in the work. Connect with intention today. Because when you do that, it's going to lead you to miles of greatness. It only takes one step, right? Yep, you got it. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Get some rest. Enjoy the weather. You know what? You know what? Fall is around the corner. Autumn is here. The fall leaves are going to be changing. It's going to be awesome. But what you need to be focused on is strengthening your marriage where it counts. So make today an incredible day. Smile a lot and go snuggle too. I mean, why not? Any excuse to snuggle is a good thing. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.